No matter what the occasion, Wayside Flowers, your local florist, is your one-stop shop for all your floral needs. Browse our wide selection or call us for a custom bouquet to fit your needs and budget. The professional staff at Wayside Flowers is dedicated to handling your order with care. Visit us today, just off the 710, heading west at Bandini. You might just find exactly what you're looking for. This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 20. About Last Night. Part 2 of 3.
Before Lizzie left, she and Riley brought back the bottled water truck. That bought us some more time before our possible mobilization. And you'll be happy to know, we emptied the rest of my safe and brought the rest back here.
You've been busy. We're good on water, food, and guns, so what's this longer-term plan you mentioned?
Only options, really. We've come up with a couple, but Fort Irwin's the only one that seems to make sense and seems doable.
Yeah, but that's really far away.
You sure we can't resolve things with the colony and...
No. Going south isn't an option, trust me. We can't go back there. We have other possibilities.
Maybe not as good.
We made a chart downstairs of options.
Michael?
We're up here.
You could get lost easily if you don't know what floor anything is on.
Most of us here are on the 5th, 6th, and 7th level.
Well, obviously no one's on the 2nd or 3rd. Those are a mess. What happened?
It's a long story. Let's just say this place has some history.
Yeah.
Datu, is that it? The funny guy with the strange accent? He helped us settle in on the 5th, so I'm good now. Where's your friend Saul?
We're heading up to see him now.
Sorry, we haven't met. I'm Bert.
Tanya.
Pleased to meet you, Doc.
Task at hand, Saul. You the same as we left?
Mostly. Feverish at times. Sometimes gets confused about what's been going on, but hanging in there. You think you can fix him?
I'm gonna try. Anything else I should know? Those pictures didn't show a lot.
Well, he might be infected with their blood.
What?
Well, we don't know that for sure. He might have come in contact with blood, but that was a while ago. He would have changed by now.
Not necessarily.
Really? Everything we've seen has been quick so far.
We had a case at the colony of prolonged turning. They euthanized him before it took over completely. But that was just one case out of the hundreds I've seen. But it can happen.
See? I was right to be concerned. Maybe we shouldn't have taken his handcuffs off.
You took them off?
In here.
Wait. No one's told him about Lizzie, so let's keep it that way, all right?
Considering I don't know who that is, not gonna be a problem.
Saul? Hey, wake up.
Just what I thought.
What? Is he turning?
No, not that. Just get me a stool and some water, all right?
Yeah, I'll go get it. Here, take my gun, just in case.
Saul, wake up. Doctor's here. We found one, isn't that great? Come on, open your eyes, buddy. Saul. Hey, Saul, wake up. Did you hear me? We have a doctor.
No, Angel. Man, I don't want to play Xbox with you right now. I was up all night, man. Go play with that, too.
No. This is something different. He was up late with a fever.
Whoever did this IV did a sloppy job of it.
He did it himself. Didn't trust any of us.
Let go of me. It's fine, okay?
Hello, Saul.
Am I still burning up?
Let's see. Says you're 102, so yeah.
Whew, dodge so, because I'm seeing shit.
Saul Tink.
What?
You watch your mouth. I don't care if you are sick.
What?
You know each other?
Oh, my God.
Easy, baby. You're going to pull your IV out.
I don't care.
Wait, did I miss something?
Oh, I knew you were okay. I knew it. I even told Angel here. Didn't I, Angel? Didn't I?
What?
I had a feeling you were here, too. Didn't want to get my hopes up. I kept telling myself it could be someone else.
I got 2 bottles worth. I hope that'll... She tell him the bad news? What's with the tears?
You said you found a doctor.
I did.
I am.
You're a vet, Mama. That's not really a doctor.
What?
Excuse me, but I know what it says on my diploma.
Wait, you're not a doctor?
The hell with that? She's your mother?
You didn't say a word to us.
Well, last I heard, he was in New York.
Fort Drum. Okay, I transferred back here. We didn't really keep in touch, did we, Mom?
What was I supposed to do after what happened? I got offered a position at the emergency clinic. I had to take it.
How was I supposed to know that? I got out and you were gone. I had nowhere else to go.
Well, you should have thought about that before you did what you did. I raised you better than to steal things.
What are they talking about?
I have no idea.
But you left me.
Oh, you wanted to be. You didn't ask any of my friends where to find me. Cheryl would have told you, only had to cross the street to find out.
Yeah, and I did.
So don't go blaming me for that. You did your own thing.
Look, I know we got some catching up to do, but we really need to get moving on some things.
Oh, I was enjoying that.
Angel, why don't you help the other two get settled in?
I'm sorry, wait, hold on. Did anyone else miss the fact that she's not a real doctor?
Treating animals and humans, it's not very different. A lot of the medicines are the same. But a vet has to do more than just diagnose. They also have to give treatments and perform complex surgeries. I'd like to see your pediatrician be able to reassemble the shattered bones of a chihuahua's knee.
I'm a little old to have a pediatrician.
That was the joke.
Oh, I like her.
All right. Well, I'm going to get started on his vitals and redo his IV, unless you don't think I'm qualified to do it.
My arm would say otherwise.
So you know what you're doing, but can you tell me one thing before I go? Do you think he's infected? Can you at least tell me that? Up until a few minutes ago, I'd gotten used to the idea of him being...
No. Well, not the infection you're thinking. You'd be able to tell something by now. It does have the workings of something nasty. And from the look of that wound, I have no doubt why. Any longer, and this might have turned into sepsis.
Well, that's a relief.
So it was worth the trip.
All right, well, I can go now. Now that I know.
Hey, buddy. If you see Lizzie, can you send her in? Does she be in here already? I kind of want her to meet you, if that's okay.
I don't know, Saul.
I'm focused on you right now. I don't have time, and I wouldn't want to be rude to your friend. There'll be time for that later.
She's not just my friend.
Hey, Michael, you want to help me out? And Bert, you too.
No, I'm okay. I'll stick around here for a while. Everyone seems to have gotten wind. I'm out of my roost. I'd rather stay out of the way. Angel knows everything that's happened, so he can keep you filled in.
Fair enough. He and I'll be in
the new security room. We got a bunch of maps and stuff in there from various plans.
Ow! That hurt.
Don't be a baby. I couldn't use your IV line, so it's got to be a new one. I thought I showed you better.
Those were on cats, not yourself.
Couldn't someone else have done it for you?
Saul wouldn't trust anybody else to do it.
Exactly.
Well, it has to be done right. I don't need this stuff getting wasted. We went through a lot of trouble to get it. You mind grabbing my bag for me over there?
Yeah, sure.
You know what you're doing? We've tried every antibiotic out there.
I doubt you tried these.
Wait, more than one?
I have no idea what you might have caught and don't have the equipment to do any tests, so it has to be this way. I'm thinking it's likely to be bacterial, otherwise you'd been able to fight it off. That at least narrows it down.
No, everything I tried was P.O. You sure it's not something else? You know what you're doing.
There's no way to be sure, but it's our best bet. You want to get better, don't you? This is the best chance you got. All right. Now, I'm going to make this a PICC line. It'll make it easier to inject the antibiotics several times a day.
I have to what? How am I supposed to do that?
I can't imagine it being any harder than placing your own IV.
My wife had one of those things. It's not so bad, so I can help.
And I'm not going anywhere either. I'm sticking around.
You're not gonna go find something better?
Huh. If you knew what I gave up to come back here, you wouldn't be saying that.
Somehow I doubt that.
I'm sorry. I'm not here trying to save your life or anything. Hand me the red striped glass bottles. There should be two.
Vancomycin.
Vancomycin
and
Clindamycin.
Yeah, that's it right there. Why are they in red?
Last resort, best thing we have.
Whoa, hold on. I haven't heard of either one of those. Shouldn't you work up to something?
You need to trust me, okay? I have a bit more experience than you do.
Hey, don't belittle me like that. You haven't seen me in 4 years. Okay, how do you know where I've been? I went through Army medical courses, combat life-saving. I have training on people.
I spent the last 3 months treating hundreds of people, working with other doctors, learning every little thing I can along the way. How do you know where I've been?
Sorry, Mama.
You know I love you and would never leave you like that.
I know.
Now hold still. Gotta flush it first. Clean it out.
I know that much.
It's okay. I'm getting a refresher, too.
You need to hook up this drip line for 30 minutes at a time. If he gets it too fast, he'll have a reaction. You'll get 1,000 milligram dosage of each. And he has to get this on schedule, otherwise it might get worse.
I won't give him much of a choice. So, where'd you get this stuff? You had to use it where you came from?
Only once. We tried it out on one of the creatures.
Seriously?
You what? You captured one of them?
The person we had who was turning slowly. That's who we tested it on. Thought drugs or medicine might make a difference. It didn't. And these two were the strongest we could find. Okay, pump it a little. That'll make it go in easier.
Gotcha. So, you find anything else out in your experiment?
No. Everyone else was against the idea of bringing one back to look at it further, dead or alive. They said it wasn't worth the risk. That's enough for now. Set your watch. Every 12 hours, got it?
Okay.
And in case you need to move around, you can strap it around like this.
That'll work. Feeling better already.
Does it really work that fast?
No, but it won't hurt if he thinks so. Careful. Don't get anything in it. And keep the pick line taped down. We don't have many of those.
I won't. Well, now we got some time. Let me go grab Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. She went on a mission this morning, so... don't expect her till a little later.
Getting more jugs of water? I thought we were good for a while.
Well, yeah, you never can have too much. Yeah.
That's all right. It'll be good to stretch my legs.
Well, don't you wander too far. Is he all right to, you know, walk around his own like that?
Oh, he'll be fine.
He'll excuse me if I just kind of go keep an eye on him.
Hey, do you think they'd mind if I set up this room to be like my clinic? There's already so much in here.
I don't see why not, but I need to go make sure no one tells Saul a different story about, you know, Lizzie. You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean, Bert?
Oh, crap.
So that cancels out the Catalina option. The place has to be overrun, and there won't be any supplies there.
Well, that leaves out of state and, of course, Fort Irwin.
Yeah, well, I'm liking that last option more and more. Anything trying to get us would have to cross a whole lot of desert, and the base is self-sustaining. There might even be people there still.
That would put us well out of range of the Maulers, too. I mean, it's only a matter of time before they come back. We're prepared to hold them off if they do, but it would be better if we weren't here at all.
Prepared?
Bert sealed off all the balconies on the first four floors, and we put traps in the rooms too in case anything tries to get in from the outside. That's why we all moved up to 5 and above.
All right, so it's settled. We move for Fort Irwin. I don't think anyone here would object.
Oh, wonderful. You came to the same conclusion as us. But how can we get there? We have a lot of people.
Convoy. Take what we have here and the fuel truck as well.
See, this is where we've been stuck. The routes out of the city are jammed. We've looked. There's places where the pileups are blocks long. There's no one way that's decent. Everyone was trying to flee, and now it makes getting out impossible. The only option we came up with is to fly. We got Kalani, but who knows what the airports are like?
Well, I'm guessing it would complicate things a lot more if we're looking for some place to land. How many people do we have now?
Well, nobody's come since you guys left.
I don't care, all right? I'm going.
Angel, where did you put the padlock keys for the Hummer?
Whoa, whoa, what?
You're not supposed to...
Hey, you heard what your mom said. You treat me.
I can take care of that myself. I don't have to be here.
Slow down. What's going on?
You know damn well what's going on. I'm going after Lizzie after you all kicked her to the curb.
I had nothing to do with that.
You're wasting time. Where's the keys, Angel?
Hey, Saul, you're in no condition to go out there. I mean, God, you've got a tube hanging out of your arm, for God's sakes.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Now give me the keys. You know what? You know what? Fine. I'll go click the lock.
The Hummer's just gonna be loud and too big to get through some of those tight spots. It's gonna be more of a hassle than it's worth.
See?
Well, we'll take something compact.
Like what, the Prius? That got really compact, Bert.
Nah, we'll find something else.
Bert, really? Stop enabling him!
Well, you got things handled here, and I'll try looking for her again. Saul, you can stay here.
No, you really expect me to just sit around?
All right, go. There's already a group out there looking. Just check with them and see where else to go.
Now, come on. We're burning daylight. Just know, she could be anywhere by now.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com.
On April 16th, come see an in-the-flesh reading of We're Alive at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. For ticket info and more information, go to www.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, David Pevsner, Stuart Kennan, and Shirley Jordan. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. We're Alive was created and produced by Shane Salk and K.C. Whalen. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Modern Myth production.